Bava Kama, Perek Yud, Mishneh Hey. This Mishneh will deal with somebody who stole his friend's field and then it got taken away from him. What is his responsibility in terms of returning it, getting it back to the person he stole it from? One point to be aware of about this Mishneh, and that is, in general, as we mentioned before, that karka, real estate, cannot really be stolen. It can't really become the property of the thief, of the robber. It remains always, halachically, in the possession of the person who it initially belonged to. The Mishnah says, "Hagozel sada mechavero," if somebody stole a field from his friend, and subsequently, unatolua mesikin, and then bandits come and take it away from the gazlan, take it away from the robber himself. So what's his responsibility about getting it back to the original owner? So immakas medina hi, if these robbing bandits, these mesikin, if they're attacking and taking away the fields of everybody in the area, so then omer lo, he can say to the person that he stole it from originally, harei shalach lefanecha, here, behold, it's yours, is right here. If you can get it out of the mesikin, I don't have any responsibility to get away from the mesikin. Now the reason for that is because even if the original owner had been holding on to it, he also would have been subject to these bandits. He also would have had it taken away from him, since it's something that's affecting everybody. However, the Mishnah says, "V'imachmas ha-gazlan," but if the mesikin, the bandits, take it away due to the gazlan himself, due to the robber himself, then chayav lahamid lo sada acheres. Then the robber, the initial robber, has a responsibility to provide the person he stole it from with another field of equal value. Now, the Gemara points out that the Mishnah did not say that, after it said, if it's a makas medina, he can say, well, you go get the field yourself. It didn't say imlav, if it's not a makas medina, you have to give him a new field. It said instead, v'machmas ha-gazlan, if it's due to the gazlan, that it's due to the person who stole, the robber, that indicates, says the Gemara, that there's another point going on here. And that is, it's telling us a halacha that if the gazlan had some actual responsibility here, and that is to say, let's say that the bandits or whoever's taking these fields away demanded that he show them all his fields. And among his fields, he also shows them not just his own personal fields, but also the field that he stole, and they take it away. Then, since he was just being told to show his fields, and he showed the stolen field as well, then he has a responsibility also in that case to provide the original owner, the person he stole it from, with another equal value field. The next case in the Mishnah, Shatafa Nahar, if the field that he stole gets flooded by a river, omer lo, he can say to the owner, harei shalach lefanecha, behold, this field is right there in front of you. Again, because this is like a makas medina, it's something that would have happened to the field regardless of whether he had stolen it or not.